At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, November 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks move lower over the specter of higher interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 211 points, or 0.6%, to close at 33,537. The S&P 500 was down 36 points, or 0.9%, and the Nasdaq finished down 127 points, or 1.1%. While Fed Vice Chair Lael Brainard today said that recent inflation data offered some signs of reassurance that the central bank could soon slow the pace of interest rate rises, Fed Governor Christopher Waller said policymakers still had, quote, a ways to go, and would like to see more similar data points before potentially easing the pace of rate increases. Among individual stocks, Tesla shares declined 2.6%. CEO Elon Musk said he has too much work to juggle after taking over Twitter and that he was running Tesla's operations, quote, with great difficulty. Amazon shares fell 2.3% after a person familiar with the matter said the company is set to lay off thousands of workers as the company continues a broad cost-cutting review led by CEO Andy Jassy. Hasbro fell 9.9%, its largest percentage decrease since October 2020. The maker of Monopoly board games and My Little Pony dolls fell after Bank of America analysts downgraded the stock, saying that the company is overproducing the card game Magic: The Gathering. And Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway spent roughly $9 billion buying stocks in the third quarter, according to a new filing. Berkshire's five biggest stock holdings were the same companies as the previous quarter. They are Apple, Bank of America, Chevron, Coca-Cola, and American Express. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.